Okay, Nicholas Williams is a young man from Birmingham. He went to Samford right there. Samford's a little liberal arts college right there in Birmingham. This guy was a heck of a basketball player coming out of high school. He only played 1 year of football, okay, and he grew. Pat Sullivan, the ex-Heisman Trophy winner, is the head football coach there. Pat Sullivan knew his father, and his father asked him to go look at his son. As a basketball player, they looked at him. He came to Samford because the kid had good size coming out of high school, and they signed him. He's a young guy. He's not going to come in here, he's not going to replace anybody. He's probably not going to play. He's a project. But you can't get guys that 6'4", 320 pounds, that can run, that looks like a guy that's 310 pounds. I like this guy. He didn't dominate right there in Samford. He only started 2 years there, but I think his football is ahead of him rather than behind him.
Questions? Where's he playing in your
city? He's going to be a defensive end.
So you didn't know anything about any guys from Birmingham, right?
Pardon me?
You didn't know anything about any guys from Birmingham. Had you heard of him before? I mean, did you?
Yeah. Pat Sullivan had talked to me about this kid for about the last year. Yeah. I'm very close with Pat. Here's a guy that we had our eye on for a good while.
Weird way, almost easier if he's so raw to teach him your 3-4 without having to unlearn other stuff.
Well, I don't care what scheme he played in college. He come here, he's going to do it the Stiller way. He's going to do it the way we want it. So that don't make any difference to me what they did in college. You know, no matter if he was a first round draft choice, they're going to do it our way.
Mitch, you said 320. Is that what he is?
He's 320. When you look at him, you're going to think he's about 310. When I was down there back in early March, he was 317. He's been as high as 320, but he carried his weight very well. This guy was a heck of a basketball player coming out of high school.
So he just played 1 year of football?
In high school.
Oh.
1 year in high school, yeah. And he was a starter right there at Samford, I think, for 2 years. But if you watch him on tape, you won't get very excited about him. But if you look at him and you look what his potential that he has, he reminds me of when we signed Stephen McClendon here. You know, here's a guy that a lot of you guys didn't think would ever play here. He stayed here in this program. He did it our way, and he's going to have a chance to be a good football player.
Anything else, John? You said 6'4", 320?
Yeah, he's probably 317. I mean, he's lost a little weight, but when I was there, he was 317.
Cameron has been pretty much on the right side since he's been here. Will he have an opportunity to compete with Ziggy or anything this year?
Yeah, we're going to play. He's going to have an opportunity to play on both sides. If you go back and look, he did. He played on both sides last year. So, you know, we're going to play him on the left side some, yes.
Mitch, are you happy with what you have in
those staff? Yeah, I'm very happy. You know, I can remember sitting here last year. You guys had a coordination for Mita, and I told you if you look – we had a guy that wore number 90 that's going to have a chance to play. Okay? I remember that. So I'm very happy with him.
Yeah, you said watch him, and he hardly played.
He played 150 plays. You know, you got Casey Hampton, who was a good football player. So, yeah.
He can play a little more this year then.
Well, we're going to see.
Anything final?
Yeah, Mitch, you came right out and said he's probably not going to play. Did you tell him that, and how does he react when –
talking about Nicholas Williams?
Yeah.
Yes, he knows that. I mean, this guy want to come somewhere where he's going to have an opportunity to play down the road. He knows that he only played 1 year of high school football at Samford, a small university right there that he started 2 years. He's excited about having the chance to play pro football in an organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mitch, was he a combine?
Yes, he was a combine, yeah.
He's just the kind of guy you could keep in the back of your mind saying we'll take him.
What you have to look at as a coach, I don't know how many guys next year that you're going to get in the seventh round that's going to be 6'4", 320, that can run. You go back, we took Brett Kiesel in the seventh round. Brett Kiesel was not 320. Here's a guy that could run. He came here, he played on the special teams, and when he got a chance to play, he picked up our scheme, did well. The rest is history. I look at this guy, he knows he's not going to play. He's a guy that I like. I think with some coaching, being around other good football players, he's smart enough. Samford is a tough school academically. He's already graduated. I think this guy has tremendous upside. I'm excited about him.
Anything else?
All right, Coach.
Okay, thank you.